My name is Karl Dobner. I'm from the Austrian Ministry for Climate Action, and I'm here with my colleague Sabine Kunesch from the Environment Agency Austria, with whom we cooperate closely in this work stream. So I will start with a short introduction on the Austrian Green Finance agenda, from the development to the implementation, and then my colleague Sabine will focus on the monitoring and evaluation. So for Austria, the government mandated the Ministry for Climate Action and the Ministry of Finance, so the green part and the finance part, to develop measures to further mobilize private capital for climate and environmental goals. So based on technical analysis and the stakeholder dialogue, the ministries worked together to develop an Austrian green finance agenda, and the strategy points the way towards a climate-friendly, ecologically sustainable financial sector. And it targets three main fields of action. It's mobilizing capital, managing climate-related risks, and fostering transparency, altogether adding up to 25 measures. And all the measures are structured in a very comprehensive frame. So for every measure, it pins down how to implement, when to implement, and who to implement. And as we don't have any time to lose, we're already in the implementation, which is emphasized via this overview. And sorry for not offering this overview in English, but as financial market terms are widely dominated, English, some terms should be or may be clear anyway. This slide provides an overview of some of the single measures, but also points out that the single measures are coordinated in a big picture. A few examples of those: when it comes to mobilizing capital, we have a program in place, the Austrian Green Investment Pioneers Program, bridging the gap between small-scale projects and access to finance. Regarding managing climate-related risks, the Financial Market Authority has published a cross-sector guide for managing sustainability risks. To foster transparency, we strongly support the extension of financial literacy to a green financial literacy. In May 2022, Austria has entered the sovereign green bond market, a market of increasing interest also in Central Asia, as Kazakhstan has issued green bonds as well. And the green bond framework for Austria has also committed to a regular reporting. Sabine will go into more details here. But however, as you can see, those are very different instruments for very different target groups, and even with a different time horizon as well. But at a higher level, all of the measures pursue the same goal, which is unlocking finance for climate and environmental goals. And in achieving this goal, we are bringing together economics, finance, and an ecological dimension. And this is challenging as soon as you want to monitor and evaluate the implementation of these measures and to evaluate their impact. And for those challenges, I will pass on to my colleague Sabine. So Sabine, please, the stage is yours.